Shabbos Parshas Achrei Mois, Tavshinayin Ches, the Gabi Dezoyer Nebshim Ben Yochai. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. V'amai koru lei Rosh HaMedaber Michol Mokim. Why is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi called Rosh HaMedaber Michol Mokim? Dios v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Shimon v'Yosef Yehuda ben Girim Gabaye. Posach Rabbi Yehuda v'Omer. Rabbi Yehuda started saying, Kama noy masim shilum azu. How nice are the Romans. Tiknu shvokim, tiknu kshorim, tiknu merchatzois. They established streets and basically marketplaces, bridges, bathhouses. So they made life much easier for us. Rabbi Yosef shosek, Rabbi Yosef was quiet. Nen Rabbi Shimon Yochai v'omer. Rabbi Yochai answered and said, Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu letzorach atzmam. Whatever they did for themselves. Tiknu shvokim l'yeshivam zoynes, they did marketplaces to have zoynes there, merchatzois, they did bathhouses, le'adin bohem atzmam, to just get pleasure. Kshorim, they made bridges and highways, litol mehem meches, to get tolls. So they did only for themselves. Holach Yehuda ben Gerim, and by the way, this machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If the Romans, you go after what they did, what they thought, L'choyer is always Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon l'shitosam. Rabbi Yehuda always looks at the mindset in technical aspect to what was done, and Rabbi Shimon always looks at the machshava behind. Makes sense, right? Rabbi Yehuda looks, they did good things, so he praised the Romans. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you go b'asad el machshava. That's why always in L'asad lovo, also the goyim will be, they're going to say also, we helped the Jews learn Torah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to them, shoytim sheba ilam, that your machshava was wrong. Now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon always argue that, legabei melocha shina tzricha legufa, Rabbi Yehuda is mechai, because the mindset, the melocha is a melocha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's all in the machshava. Dover Shein miskaven. Do you look at the melocha or do you look at his machshava? Rabbi Shimon always go at the machshava. But that was the machlokes between them. Do you look at the mindset of what the Roman did or do you look at the machshava, the thought behind it? Okay. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and he publicized this to Vesipre Divreim v'nishmol malchus. He started speaking and talking about what happened and it was heard by the Romans. And the Romans at that time, this was a very interesting time because the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva were the ones in the year 135 that after the rebellion of Bar Kokhba, the Hadrian persecutions, the Jews were under scrutiny. That was after the destruction of Beitar. So the Romans were very sensitive about the Jews not rebelling. So the Romans heard about it and they said like this, Yehuda she'ila is ale. Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, that went ahead and he praised the Romans, should be praised, and therefore he should be the first one to speak always. Became a Rosh HaMedaber Bechol Mokim. Yossi Sheshosak, Yossi the Rebbe Yossi that was quiet, Igle Litzipori, he had to go to Tzifris, which is in the north. Shimon, Rebbe Shimon Shegina Yehorek, he has to be killed. So it says the Gemara, Ozal hu ubrei tosha be medrash, they first hid themselves in the base medrash, but he continues afterwards, toshu be me'arta, they hid themselves in a cave. And it was as Isra Cheshnisha, they happened a miracle, and they had charuvim, and they had water, they had boxers, and they had water, and that's how they lived. So the Gemara says like this, V'havu meshal chumanayu, they would take away their clothing, V'havu yosv yatzavarayu b'chola, and they would sit up to their neck in sand. Kule yoyim agorsu, the whole day they would sit and learn. Be'idan saluye, the time of davening, lovshu, michsu umtalu, they would go ahead and get out of the sand, get dressed, and daven. Now, then it says, and then they'll take away the clothing and go back to the sand, that the clothing should not be destroyed. Now the question is, it looks from here that they went and they davened. So Tosfos in Shabbos, in the feud, asks the kasha, because we know that Reb Shimon, the Chaverim, they didn't have to daven. The Gemara says they were exempt from davening because Torosom Umanusom. So the Gemara says, "Kegoin anu mafsikim bili krishmo melitfila." But Rabbi Shimon Yochai vechaverav, they don't. They are not mafsik. So Tosfos asks, "Why the Omer command ki avumati idan salui lovish umichsi umetzali?" But see, by the Gemara it says Rabbi Shimon davened. How umetzali? Where it says davening tefila, hainu krishmo. Did they daven krishmo? So that's what it means. Not that they daven. They said tefila, but they daven krishmo. Now the Marsho here is interesting. The Marsho asks, why did they have to get rest? Lechoyra, they were sitting because there was halacha that is that's how the Shkolo Paschal libo roesa erva, that if there is no separation between the heart and the erva, you're not allowed to daven neither to say krishma. But frank the Marsho, but they were sitting in sand, so the sand covered, so their heart did not see their erva because the sand was covering. So why did they have to get rest? So says the Marsho, because he couldn't cross el kechesro. For davening, you have to be more respectful, so that's why they put clothing. But on second, if davening here doesn't mean davening, like this says, means krishma, by krishma there's no halacha of hikoin. That's the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Simat Tzadik Aleph. The Beis Yosef clearly says, the halacha of hikoin nekras el kechesroel is only a halacha by davening, not by krishma. He says the following. Because of Rabbi Yudavka lenient fila, the Hainu Shmon Esra, you need to do something, let's say, to wear a belt because we kill the Kraselokeches Roel. Of our Sheab Roches Dayan Beloy Chavura, you don't have to wear a belt because of the Kraselokeches Roel. The Chavirim of Loev Shorim Naim Vorkemoit, because of Mosin. And he says, the Hadamrin, the Osel Ispar Belochagura, Animila Tfila Kolon Shmon Esra. And he says, Befeir Javalinian Krishma Vishar Broches. Ein lochosh b'chagura. You don't have to wear a belt, right? Rak shelo yid ibo erva. So as long as the heart doesn't see the erva, it's okay. So therefore, doesn't make sense. If the only reason they had to get dressed is because the ikun kase lokech Israel, Tosfos says they didn't daven because Rabbi Shimon Chavira did not have to daven. That's question number one. Question number two is even the guy be krishma shver. Because the Gemara, the Yerushalmi already talks about it. Are you mafsik krishma? Are you mafsik toira for krishma? So shita zeb shim ben yochai is that you are not mafsik. Why? Because hai ish zui shinun vizui shinun. Both of them are learning. So there's no difference. So they were not mafsik li krishma. So one second. What's this saying that they were mafsik li krishma? Reb Shimon ben Chaverov, according to the Yerushalmi, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Zishito said that you are not mafsik lishma the krishma because zu shinun vezo shinun. So, how does that fit in? So that's question number one. So the question is, why and how did they were they mafsik to daven? So continues the Gemara and says like this: Isvu treis shoni b'me'arta. They sat in the Meora for 12 years. Also, Eliyahu v'koma pischa de Marta. Eliyahu Novi came to the door of the Meora. Omar man lu de le bar yoicha de biskesar. So he gives like a hint. Who is going to tell bar yoichai that the kesar died? Ubot gzeros, and the gzer was bottle. So then they got the message. Novku chazinja de kakar vevezare. They went out and they saw somebody that was planting and plowing. Or manichim chayule ve'isik bechayisho. How can you do that to be manichim bechayule bechayisho? They went ahead and everything they would look would actually burn. Yotza Baskol, who came a Baskol, the Omra Lahem, Leachri Voilom, Yotza, we came to destroy the world. Chizru Lemeaschem. Go back to the Meora. Hodur Ozul Isivu Trei Archeshata. So they went and they returned for 12 months. Omri Mishpad Reshoim Begehen Mbishoidish, because Mishpad Reshoim Begehen Mbishoidish. Then instead of having the first case is Elio. And Elio wasn't in the cave. He was at the door of the cave. The question is, why doesn't he come to the cave? That in itself is a problem. But it says like this, Yotz the Baskol v'omer, and the second time there was a Baskol that came out, and it says, they were mitzavedim tziu mimeraschem, you should get out of the Meora. Nofku, kol eicha dehavo mocher eblozer, every place that Rabbi Elazar will destroy, have a moser of Shivashibud Mesake. Omalo bni de loila mani ve'ata. So he tells his son, it's enough for us in this world. You don't need to, everybody can miss him, Adriga. Podye de male Shabbos, achazo ha'usaba, they saw ha'usaba, that older person, they have a nokitri bidani also, it was carrying two hadasim. Verohit ben ashmoshes, and he was running. Omra le hani lamaloch. So yes, they asked the old person, why are you running? Omra hu lichvoit Shabbos. Lichvoit Shabbos. V'tis giloch bechad, it should be enough one. Chad keneged zochur, v'char keneged shomur. Om libri chad zikama chaviv mitzvah zad Yisrael. Look at how chaviv is mitzvah zad Yisrael. Yosef datayu. You're happy. So the question is, who is ha'usaba? So Tosfos Bavakama says, usually people think that ha'usaba, the elder man, the elder gentleman, is Eliyahu, because he's truly the eldest person. But here's the mashma, because the first time he was mentioned as Eliyahu, in the first time when he comes to get him out of the Me'orah. So why the second time is called ha'usaba? So mashma, the ha'usaba is not the same person. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says afterwards, that they said, "Hoil v'srochish nisa izol esakim yaseh." So we should mesaken something. We should establish something because of the miracle that happened to us. Dechsiv ayav yakov sholem, because Yaakov says he came sholem, sholem begufoy, sholem amamoyner, sholem besoros. He came complete. Vayichan espeneir, and he came to the city and he made some kind, established some kind, something good for the city. What should we do? So it says that again he met ha'usaba. So he asked the people, what should be done? So Ika melts the bar sakun omra. So the people in the city said, Ika duchta this be sofik tuma. There's a place where it's a sofik tuma. And it's very difficult to go around it. So Omar, Ika inish diodis chaze kantaira. So he says, does anybody know that this place is not a cemetery, that there is a place which is pure, which is not polluted? Omale ha'usaba, again ha'usaba comes and says, Kan kitzes ben zakei turmosi truma. You realize that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would harvest something of truma to see if the mess would come out. So Rashi says, Karvit to truma, ha'itzricho is l'shomro betara, v'gam haya koyin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a koyin, you do it, you take truma, throw it there, and if it was and whenever you throw something of truma, if there was a mace, the mace would float up, and you go ahead and make a tzion from Mokum HaKever, then the Kohen should go around it. So here's again how Saba. So the questions that asked, there are many questions here. First of all, why is Eliyahu to how Saba? And also, what is the story that he goes to the Me'orah, they will destroy the world, they stay for 12 months, then Rabbi Elazar will destroy the world, Rabbi Shimon will do it until he sees that how Saba with two hadasim. And how does the two hadasim keneged zocher and keneged shomer help? And lichoy Rabbi Shimon already was besaken. So what that lesson had to be for Rabbi Elazar? To answer all of this, I want to go over what the Megala Mukis says. Says the Maluk, the Megala Mukis, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chamisha Chumash Torah, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai wrote the Chamisha form, the five form of Safra Detzniusa, which is in the core of the Zohar Pashas Truma, which is the Kodesh HaKodoshim of the Zohar. V'zeh soid posuk. This is what the posuk means. Alita l'marom shavis Hashem. That posuk, the Digmor and Shavis says, that was a conversation Moshe Rabbeinu with the Malachim. It says, when he wanted to bring the Torah, and the Malachim didn't want to allow, so it says that he convinced them. And it says in the pasuk, "Alisa lamor." When you went to heaven, shovisa shevi, you captured a shevi, and shevi is berosh tevus Shimon ben Yochai, because it says Megalamukos, that's the second time that he was in the mountain, and in the first time that he went in the mountain, the first 40 days, it says lakachta maton is bodem, you got a gift, not shevi but a gift. First of all, you have to understand what's the difference between capture and a gift, right? And says the Megala Mukis, in Shimon, the world stood in the was the beginning, the end of the fourth millennium, the beginning of the fifth millennium, and he stood on Chad Samcha, on one leg, Shehu Hoid, the leg of Hoid. Ve'ya oila mismoitet, and the world was coming to actually an end. Besoit kol hayoim dova, which says in Echa that the whole day she was pushed away. And dova is the same letters of Hoid, just written differently. Shehubihipuchos van Hoid, which is the word with letters of Hoid written scrambled. Besoidi, in the soid of the Hoidi nepach lemashchis, that the Hoid became a mashchis. Lachen Rotsa Moise, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, because then the world will be able to stand on Moshe Rabbeinu and on Reb Shimon Yochai. V'hem shnei amudim boyaz ve'ochin, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, and Reb Shimon Yochai is Hoid. And in Hoid is Kol Hayom Dova, but at the middle of Netzach, that will be able to stand. And says the Megala Mukes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, no, tzavit Yeshua v'nosata mehoid cha'olav. Give to the hoid to Yeshua. Zeh shomer v'chazkeyu, shu keneged midas hoid. The hoid you should give, v'nosata mehoid cha'olav. V'keneged ha'netzach, that you're going to give for your Talmid. He says, v'amtzeyu, you should not only give him chizuk, but you should make him very strong. Shu be'gimatria, which is in the gimatria, the word netzach. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, that you wanted to have Netzach Vehoid, I will allow not you, but your student to do that. The question is, what's Hoid? Hoid in Nepal Mashris. What do they have to do with Reb Shimon Yochai? What's the difference between Matones and Shevi? And why Dafka Yeshua? To understand that, it's important to understand what's the idea of the Midas Hoid. Says, in the Kuntres Klole Ascholas HaChochma, which is at the end of the Shari HaRamchal, and he quotes the Gro, says like this, HaHoid Uan Hogas Adin, and Midas Hoid is an Hogas Adin. Aval Eino Din Gomor, is not a Din Gomor, Rak Mimuzak BeChesed Chesed, but it's a Din which is Mimuzak with Chesed. And the idea is the following. In Pesach Eliyahu, it says that Chesed and Din is connected to the two arms, the two hands of the person. And they actually act independently. Netzach and Hoid are like the two feet, the two legs of a person, that they work in tandem. The right leg connected Midas Chesed, left leg is connected Midas Adin. But they work in tandem, they work in conjunction. Why? Because Midas Hoid, which is the legs, that's how you go to somebody, that's how you approach somebody, is not Din Gomor, but is Miura with Chesed. Ubichlal zeh, what is included in this? Harashim is dame l'shaito shel toif, is sometimes Midas Adin, which is covered, which is hidden, which is basically surrounded by Chesed, that looks good, ve'oref, aval be'emes u'loinesh, but in the end, it's midas adin. Kumoi, an example, is she'mesham l'reshoi miutzcho yisem be'olomazet, like a rosha. A rosha many times is successful in this world, so appears to be chesed, but la'avidem lo'olam haba, but this will destroy him from the olam haba. Okay? So, and then says in the Megala Mukes, it says, I'm sorry, in the Ramchal. It's not the Ramchal himself, but it's in something called Klole Aschol Asachochma at the end of the Sefer Demaral. Koze Nilma Midivre Agro. He says that this is Lama Divre Agro. Ve'oma Sham Shatzim Tzumayim Sham the Yesoid Wanhoga Sa'oilam Bichlole Wanhoga Mimutzaz Menonetzach Ve'hoid the Enmidas a Yesoid is a blend between Netzach and Hoid. What does that mean? So Rabbi Shapira Zechat Tzadik Lorach explains, Midas HaHoid, this comes from the word Hoido. Hoido means acceptance. It's Meloshon Moide B'Miktzas, recognition. Midas HaHoid is Midas Adin, which is surrounded, which is surfaced by Chesed. So in the world, it appears to be that as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moide to the Rishoyim. is a time of moide to the Rishoyim that you come, and kibiyochol you think that Kodesh Baruch Hu actually loves and acquiesces to the Rosha. Our avoid of moide is davke in a mokim which appears to be this, to recognize that and to be moide, the opposite, that this is the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though it appears to be anhog as a chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually praising and helping and acquiescing to the Rishoyim, the pnimius is this is midas adin for loss and love to be punished. So midas ahoido is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being moide, and our avoid is to be moide that even though it doesn't look like it. You see, moide b'miktzas, the Gemara says only mokum she'yachol lichbor. You can only be moide on something that you could be koifer. Our avoida is that midas ahoid is a time when it's possible to be koifer, and you still moide that the kavona, that the inner plan, is midas adin. That is something called midas ahoid. That's why hoidi nepach alay lemashchis, in essence, says the Arizal relates to Yovan. Why? Because Yovan are the ones who take the surface of the Torah, they translate it into Yevonis. They gave their own mitzvahs, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to have the Ishkon Yaft Eloikim Le'efes. But we are moided that there is something much deeper, an inner meaning, the Ishkon the Holy Shem. Says the Megala Mukus, Reb Shimon Yochai represents Midas Ahoid. Why? Because Reb Shimon ben Yochai is a time when the great strength of the Romans. This is after the Romans crushed the Jewish people. The Churban HaBayis was terrible, but the Churban HaBayis, at least people, like the Rambam writes in the Nukos Tainis, people still had hope. When Beitar was destroyed 70 years later, it was a time when people expected Mashiach to come. They expected Mashiach. Rabbi Kiva thought Mashiach was coming. And instead of Mashiach coming, the Romans got huge power and they destroyed the Jewish people. Those are the Xeris. They actually killed Rabbi Kiva. And that koach of the Romans, that even Reb Shimon ben Yochai, you couldn't even rebel. You didn't have any freedom of speech. Of Torah Shebal Peh, you couldn't say it. That showed that is Midas Ahoid Kebiyocho that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving power to the Romans. Umazohim lichuisa mina shomayim. Mina shomayim, they made the Romans. So that is looks like a Kodesh Baruch was moide to the Rosh. That's why the hoidi, the midas ahoid, became a mashchis. And that is the distortion of hoid, which means kol hayoyim dova. The klal Yisrael appear to be excommunicated. Ke biyochla Kodesh Baruch was moide to the Rishoyim. Reb Shimon ben Yochai came to be misaken that. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, dafka through the crushing of the Romans forced him to the Meorah to go away from Olam Hazeh, to recuse himself from Olam Hazeh, to be able to see a perspective which is beyond. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, mida keneged mida, he looked in the world of Machshava. HaKadosh Baruch allowed him to get out of the hoy that appears to be the HaKadosh Baruch is moided to the Rishoyim, to be mesak and to realize that in essence we are moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the reality is beyond what you see. That's the reclusion in the Meorah. To the point that Reb Shimon ben Yochai in the Meorah is the place where he writes the Zohar. Sefer Yuchzin writes on Reb Shimon Yochai, who's Tam Reb Shimon, and he says in the following the story of the Zohar, V'nimtza b'zman shefer ha-Zohar asher osa Reb Shimon v'Reb Elozer b'noi ba-Meora ashrei ha-Zohar mechalkam. The Zohar was here. The Pnimius ha-Torah, the idea of to be megalo the Pnimius, when the Chitzonius is against it, this is Reb Shimon ben Yochai in the Meorah. And that's the Gilui HaZohar, which is the tikkun of Midas Ahoid, which is called Hayoyim Dova. But the word is when he was Mesaken, the Midas Ahoid, when he goes out to the world, he realizes the world is a fallacy, is a reality which is not real, because the world of Machshova, because the world that you see is a world that violates what the reality is. So anything they would see, they would burn it. They would burn it because that's acknowledge of Midas Ahoid, that there is no reality. The reality is only the Pnimius. So they actually did that. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them to go back to the Me'orah for Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Chodesh is to teach you that Davka through the Koyach Chidush is in Olam Hazeh. The Pnimius has to work with the Chitzonius, because the Chitzonius in the end, Dinam Sharashoim Begehenum, is Yud Beis Chodesh. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, there is a Tikkun Gomor. So, and it's interesting because we asked the Kasha, they went in the Me'or, they went to seclusion. Why did they daven? Shimon Yochai doesn't daven. The second thing is, if it's Krishma, why he couldn't cross the Lokecha Yisrael? And Lechuer Yehoz, they don't mafsik to it for Krishma. But the Chidush, the fourth, is very simple. Because Rabbi Shimon Yochai, in the world of Ichud, that he went in the world of the Me'orah, why is the world of Ichud? That's the Me'orah, is Dafka being poirish from Olam Hazeh. So his tefillah was not a chayi shodik tefillah. His tefillah was a chayi oilam. The only reason he's not mafsik, because you're not mafsik chayi oilam to chayi shod. That's Rabbi Shimon Chavira didn't need it. But when they were in the Me'orah, they were oisik bi'ichud Hashem, the whole idea of going to the Pnimius. So their oilam hazeh was oilam habodik. So Mimela, their tefillah was Krishma. So the Krishma was said with Torah's tefillah, not with Torah's Krishma. That's why there's a din of Hikun likras Elokecha Yisrael. Ah, that's why Reb Shimon says, if like to say Shema b'Torah Shema, you're not mafsik, because that's like Limud HaTorah. But you say Shema b'Torah's tefillah, so then you have a din of Hikun likras Elokecha Yisrael, and even Reb Shimon says it. Usually tefillah is Chayishoah. Reb Shimon de Me'orah, his tefillah, his Ochius, was a Chius of Pnimius, that he's Tfila was Bakosha Sayichud. That's why his Shema, that's why the Gemara uses the Loshon Tzaluyei. Zartois is not he daven the regular davening. Regular davening is Chayishoa. What he daven is Krishma. And that's the whole idea of the Zohar, is the Gilui Hayichud and the Anhoga Hapnimis, the Soide HaTorah, which is Nisgali here. That's why he's Shavisa Shevi. Right, because Shevi, the Pshat, is that you are captured. Kebiyochel is a time of capturing. When the world, you are captured. You are Shovui, Be'ada Akum. That Shovui allows you to break basically the shackles, to realize that there is a reality which is much higher than Hogas HaYichud. Breaking that is the Tikkun of Dova. That's why Shovisa Shevi. By the way, that's Eliyahu is called Eliyahu. Eliyahu doesn't come to the Me'orah, because all the idea of Eliyahu is Shloi Tom Tamisa Ukvura. Eliyahu is somebody who remains a person, even Lossed Lovoi. So he could never go to the Me'orah. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was looking at the Pnimius behind it. That's why it's called Eliyahu. He's viewed as Eliyahu, but Eliyahu doesn't fit in the Me'orah. When they go out for the second time, they realize that you can't destroy the world. It needs to be a reconciliation. The reconciliation is the Yud Beis Chodesh. You realize how something very interesting. One of them is Yud Beis Shana, and the other one is Yud Beis Chodesh. All together is Yud Gimel, which is the Anhoga of Echad, that the world of physical, and you realize that the world of spiritual, right, is the world of Shana, that everything is repeated, is the world of Yediyah. The world of Gashmius that in the world do is the world of Chidush. That's why they go to be taught Yud Beis Chodesh, to realize that the Mishpat Shereshoim, the Rishus, is not something that cannot be reconciled, because even the Ra in the end is reconciled. Is reconciled because Dina Shereshoim began again with Yud Beis Chodesh. In the first time, Eliyahu didn't tell them to leave, they had to go. Because that's the Chibur Sefer HaZoyer is bringing it, it has to be out of the volition of Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Elazar. The second time, he had to be the Anhogas of the Zoyer to be able to come to Olam Hazeh. You needed the Nesinas HaTorah. So in order to be Mechaber the Zoyer, that Odom, Nase Odom Nebar Bavurecha, that Odom should be able to go ahead and access the Soides HaTorah. It's all of Rabbi Shimon. There has to be Torah Sheba Peh. Rabbi Shimon Yochai has to be the one. That's why Eliyahu never tells him to do it. He only infers it, and he gets the message by himself. But to be Megale Be'olam Hazeh, to allow the Zohar, the Pnimius HaTorah, to be Mizgale Be'olam Hazeh, that was the second time. But the second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually told him to do it. But what is the Chidush? Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who understood that there is a world of Gashmi, so he could stay. Says the Gro, but Rebbe Lozat was born in the Meora, not born, he was a little boy in the Meora, so he never saw the Olam HaGashmi, so he still couldn't reconcile. When they saw how Saba is Elio, but is Elio as a human? As a human, that's why he's an older gentleman that never died, because he's the oldest person in the Olam HaZeh. In the first time, he went Bibchina Ruchnis, because the whole Me'ora is Ruchnis. This whole idea is to bring the Ruchnius, the Gilu, into Olam HaZeh, is actually the Elio in a human form. That's why it's called Hausaba. That's why Ensuto is Kasha. He's the same person. And he goes on Erev Shabbos, he's taking two Hadassim, one Keneged Shomer, one Keneged Zohar. Here the idea is that to show why Davka Hadassim, why one Keneged Zohar, one Keneged Shomer, the idea is exactly the same. Because you realize that there is a Yid that takes a mitzvah, and he's doing a mitzvah intuitively, even though he's doing it Keneged Zohar and Keneged Shomer, he doesn't realize the Chavivi mitzvah and is mechaven to great things in the Shamayim. So, which means that there is an intuitive force, and that's why it's Dafka the Hadassim, which is the Koyach HaReach. Koyach HaReach is something that was not Nivka Be'etz Hadas. So the message was that even though you didn't live in the Olam HaZeh, and the Olam HaZeh might be completely safe from the world of Ruchni, there is an intuitive kesher to something much more Ruchni. The Zohar and the Shomer are connected. The Zohar and the Shomer, Zohar is the mitzvah saseh, is the ability of spirituality. Shomer is to guard yourself from Olam HaZeh. Zohar and Shomer is Bidibur Echa Nemru, is through the Koyach HaReach of the Hadassim, and that's going to show you that even though cognitively there is a separation, intuitively there's no separation. A Jew can do a mitzvah, the Chaviv in the mitzvah, they love the mitzvah, sometimes they don't even know why, they don't even know what is the inyan behind the Hadass, they just do it intuitively. Which means the same how Saba that teaches that Olam HaZeh is Olam HaZeh of Tumah. But with your avoida, you could create a path of Tyra within the world of Tumah. And that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the beginning, Midas Ahoid was, in a way, to be moida, the Olam HaZeh is nothing. In the end, was reconciling that you could create a Yichud that Olam HaZeh exists, but is connected intuitively to the world of Ruchni that dictates, and there is no separation. That the Olam HaZeh is a shvil, is a path of Tyra within a world of Tumah. Once you understand that, you realize that the story of the Meora is exactly what happened to Gilui Sefer HaZohar. Sefer HaZohar was Nischaber by Reb Shimon Yochai, the tradition is, in the Meora. But when it went into hiding, and says in the Vayakel Moshe, why did he go into hiding? Because he could not be Nisgale in the world of Hoid. Because in the world of Hoid is such a contradiction that appears to be that the world of Kudosh Bohu is being moide to the world. In essence, we realize that we are moide to Kudosh Bohu. So it means we Kebeyochul will be destroying the world. That's why the Zohar goes back into the Meora. The Zohar was Nisgale in the 13th century. And the Yuchsin tells the story that Rabbi Yitzchok de Minako, which was the last of the Mekubalim, goes ahead and he heard that they found the Sefer HaZohar, and he goes to verify if the Zohar is real or not, or is Rav Moshe de Leon's invention. And when he goes to visit and to find the Zohar, he meets him in a city in Toledo, if I'm not mistaken. And then he wants to go back to see the manuscripts in Seville, but by the time he gets there, Rabbi Moshe de Leon died. And Rabbi Yitzchok de Minako, which wasn't blind, I thought originally he was blind, but he doesn't say, even though he wrote a sefer called Meira Seinaim, that's why I thought that maybe he was blind, but doesn't say, meaning Rabbi Kaplan and the Chidot don't say he was blind, he was a Talmud Ramban, the last of the Mekubalim. And you want to check to verify, because the Zohar, before that, nobody knew about it. Says in the Yuchsin, the Ramban did not know it. And we know Toises many times asks the Akasha, that is already mentioned the Zohar, Beger will say is mentioned the Zohar. Toys doesn't quote the Zohar because Toys didn't have the Zohar. So when was this Gale, he wanted to check if he's real or not. Rabbi Moshe de Leon died. He goes to check with his wife. Moshe de Leon's wife tells him that, Lechoyer, no, my husband didn't have any manuscript. He wrote on himself. And I asked him, why are you doing this? And he said, listen, people are not going to trust the Sefer if I quote it to my name. So I'm attributing like in pseudo epigrapha to, I attribute this to Rabbi Shimon Yochai to get validity, to get money. But the story stops there. But the Yuchsin, and the Yaakov Emdin already notes it, even though the Yuchsin doesn't tell you what was the conclusion of Yitzchok ben Yaakov, you realize that Rabbi Yitzchok, the Talmidim of the Ramban, which was a bit for Yitzchok ben Yaakov also, which is Rabbeinu Bechaye, quotes in the Pasuk of Enosa Biflilim, he quotes the Zohar, and he quotes it in the name of Midrash Shtabshim ben Yochai. So you see clearly that he held it as the Zohar. And the truth is, says the Yuchsin, Rabbeinu Bechaye writes the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Shaya Talmid HaRashbo, it was not the Talmid Ramban, it was the Talmid HaRashbo, Ki Yadua, גם הוכיח בשם רבוי כמה פעמים, right? הוא ראה ספר הזוי, רבי בחיי ראו את ספר הזוי, הוא מביא לא שמימן דפרשת משפוטים על הפסוק, והכינות מה שהוא מכנה אוי סוי, מדרוש ובשמין יחי, כדר שלקלוי קלוי סוי בספר על הכתוב. meaning, this is the first. And the same of, the, like, כמו שרגיל קלוי סוי בספר עבודת הקודש. And interestingly enough, that the Yuchsin, when he calls the same, the Rabbi Shimon Yochai, he says, "Who's Tam Rabbi Shimon? V'yaviv Yochai," and he writes beferush, "Afal pi tosef tarib Rabbi Akiva, and ubavur ze divrei azoyer meim yoiser amitim kim divrei achroim sheroa mishna." So beferush holds that the Zohar was with Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So it's interesting that Rabbi Shimon Yochai, first of all, he had, so the Sefer was buried until, says Vayakal Moshe, until the Midas HaYesoid, which is the Gilui Midas HaNetzach. And Midas HaNetzach is when Midas HaHoid can coexist. What's Midas HaNetzach? Is when the Ra is Misgaber on the Toif. That the Ra can actually vindicate the Toif. Midas HaYesoid, which is the Elef HaShishi, the sixth millennia, says, we saw already before the grow, the Hoid and Netzach go together. That's the Yochid boys. The world is in balance. This allows to the world, says Vayakal Moshe, in the Midas HaHoid, is the world of Tohu. What means the world of Tohu? The world of Tohu, that you have said that the world doesn't exist. That's why the Zohar had to go back to the Meora, only in hidden places, only in a very small Chabur of Mekubalim, who could deal with that. In the Elef HaShishi, which is the millennium of Yesoid, the millennium of Yesoid is the millennium that the world of Tikkun comes into place. The same way that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you cannot be mesaken it, but you, your Talmud will be. The tradition is that Moshe Rabbeinu, says in the Chido, comes back as the Arizal, and he comes back to be Megale the Sefer HaZoya in the year Shin Lamed Hei, which is 1575, he comes to be Megale the Zohar, which is in the middle of Sfiras HaYesoid, exactly like the second time. And what he's Megale is the world of Tikkun. What is the world of Tikkun? That even though in the world of physical, it violates, it's such a stira to the world of spiritual, there is a Tikkun, there is a Chibur between the two, there is a B'chin of Echad, that even though perhaps cognitively you can see, but intuitively you feel that. And the Bishop Horowitz told me, it's so interesting that you see that in the Zohar. You go to Lag B'Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, to Kever, and you see Mamish Amaratzim, and they are in such frenzy that you see that intuitively they realize that Rabbi Shimon Yochai is very holy, even though they never heard the Zohar, and they go to the Kever and they feel a special Kedusha. Because that is the chidush of the second time of the Meora, that even though cognitively you don't have, there is a chibur. And the one who taught us the chibur, which is the world of Tikkun, is Dafka Darizal, which comes in the Elef HaShishi, which is Midas HaYesoid. Interestingly enough, who was the one who caused the Zohar to come about in the first place? Were the Romans. Because by crushing the Jews, by Dova, by Hoidi Nepas, Alay Lamashkes, the Omegale Midas HaYesoid. Interestingly enough, they were the ones, when the Zohar comes out to be Mizgale, there was a lot of controversy to print it or not. Even though it was Mizgale, it was revealed in the 13th century, but it was kept in manuscripts. They didn't want everybody to be Mizgale. But when it came to the 16th century, in 1586 in Mantua, the church was the one, I think, was the Archbishop of Mantua, was the one who actually led the Zohar to publication, the same way how it led the Zohar to be written. And because their idea was, so he actually, the first Zohar, the first Fus, has the actual Haskoma. It has the approbation of the church, because the church was the one who actually made it to be printed. They were the view that the reason the Jews didn't want to print, because this would make Megala Christianity. So they were the ones who brought it, because Midas Ahoid is the one that makes Shin Ben Yochai in the Torah to be miskan. The Mokum Kfira is Ahoid, when you think that Kodesh Baruch Hu is being moided to the Rishoyim, Dafka by the power. And interestingly enough, at that time, when the church, when the I think the Archbishop of Mantua brings the Zohar to be printed, is the time that right before they burn all the Sforim. So the Jews had no Sforim. So this basically was one of the few Sforim that they had that they could learn. So not only he brought, it was Mepharsim and the Zohar, he actually made the Zohar to be popularized, because that was the safer that was available for them to learn. So you see that Dafka through the Koyach of the Romans, and that's the Tikkun HaMashiach. The Tikkun HaMashiach is Dafka here. I always say, Reb Shimon Yochai is Lag BaOmer, which is Midas Hoid Shebehoid, because he was the ultimate Hoid. He comes through Midas Ahoid. But he is ultimately the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died up to Lag BaOmer. Type Lag BaOmer, they died, which means Rebbe Akiva thought Mashiach will come, and his Talmidim died, Mashiach didn't come, and Bar Kochba was crushed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the day of Hoid Shebehoid to be Megala dimension, the Mashiach did come. That even though in the world of physical he didn't come, we were able to create a window, a path, if Tyra, to the world of Kedusha beyond the maze, which is the experience of a Moise of Mashiach in this world. And Dafka, the Romans, which were crushing us, their crushing us allowed us to be Megale Midas Hoid, which is Hoid Shebehoid. That's why it's the Hoido through the Mindset Hoido. And that's the Gilui of Eliyahu Begufoi Behau Saba, that was the second Beis HaKvoros, that allowed to realize that Zohar V'Shomer are kosher B'Dibur Echad, Dafka through the Koyach of Hadassim, which is intuitive, which create that path of Chibur, which is the Chibur of the 40 last days, so the first 40 days, which is the Chibur of Shimon Yochai, and the Arizal in the Alef HaShishi, which is the Chibur of Yochai Boyas.